Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm morning greets us across Israel. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright start to the day. In Jerusalem, skies are clear. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Perfect weather if you're outside early. Here are today's headlines. First, reports from Israel Hayom earlier today indicate a ceasefire violation. The IDF admits Hezbollah fired at its forces. The Air Force responded by targeting the launch sites. Also, a Lebanese newspaper editor criticized Hezbollah and Iran. This is according to the Jerusalem Post from earlier this hour. The editor questioned their narrative of victory, citing tensions with the United States. Also this hour, a new memoir shared by Ynet earlier today recounts the tragic story of Rachel Goldberg Polin. Her son, a hostage taken on October 7th, was killed in a Gaza tunnel. Separately, Walla reports from earlier today that the IDF is preparing for a swift response. This comes as the American deadline approaches for a ceasefire decision. Coordination with the United States remains strong. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today on continued sanctions against Iran by the Trump administration. These sanctions aim to hold Iran accountable for its aggressive actions in global energy markets. Here's what people are saying online. The Belaz, a news account, posted just minutes ago that Sean Hannity shared concerns about the ceasefire extension with Iran. He suggested it might be short-lived without a quick deal. Joe Truesman, an analyst, noted just now that Hezbollah's Mahdi scouts have similarities to Arab Boy Scouts. He highlighted some of them becoming fighters and casualties in the recent conflict. Yossi Goldstein, an Israeli commentator, wrote minutes ago about decades of conflict. He mentioned a long history of violence against Jews. Let's go deeper, starting with the ceasefire breach. Despite initial denials, the IDF now confirms Hezbollah's rocket fire. The Air Force swiftly retaliated, hitting the launchers. This incident raises concerns about the stability of the current ceasefire, posing risks for both military personnel and civilians. Turning to the Lebanese media criticism, the Jerusalem Post highlights the editor's skepticism about Hezbollah's claims of victory over the U.S. This reflects broader regional tensions, which could impact future diplomatic efforts and regional security dynamics. Meanwhile, Rachel Goldberg Polin's memoir, as reported by Ynet, provides a deeply personal narrative. It sheds light on the human cost of hostilities, emphasizing the enduring impact on families of hostages and victims. Let's discuss IDF preparations. According to Walla, the military is on alert as they await the U.S. decision on the ceasefire. This readiness underscores ongoing regional volatility, potentially affecting civilian safety and diplomatic relations. On the diplomatic front, JNS outlines the U.S.'s continued economic pressure on Iran. These sanctions aim to curb Iran's influence and aggression, impacting global energy markets and regional stability. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israel's new AI-powered artillery has made its combat debut in Lebanon. The Rome system marks a shift towards faster, semi-autonomous firepower on the battlefield. Separately, Ynet Business highlights a significant change in U.S. day trading rules. The SEC has approved the removal of the $25,000 minimum for retail investors, broadening market access. And finally, Walla Business notes cautious optimism in Israel's treasury. The nation's deficit has dropped to 4.2% thanks to strong tax revenues and exceptional investment returns. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.